Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey guys, I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you are listening, subscribing, and commenting. I appreciate the support. And I'm so, so grateful that I'm almost, or maybe I'm almost there to 10,000. And I just can't believe it. I really, seriously, I'm sitting here thinking, I can't believe 10,000 people actually want to listen to my videos and like my videos. Because that's what I gauge it by. That's what I think that means. In this video, I wanted to speak to you guys about how INFJs like to do everything, whatever it might be, in their own time. Yeah, they like to do things in their own specific slow time, and a lot of times it's actually very slow compared to the rest of the world. I think that's why one of the reasons why we feel so alone and lost and lonely is because we want to do things in our own fashion, in our own manner, in our own special and unique way, and that sometimes turns out to be completely opposite to how everyone else wants to do it. And so we're sitting there thinking, but I don't really want to do this that way, but I have to because everyone else around me is doing it that way. Now, or my parents are telling me, you need to do it that way because everyone else is doing it that way. You can't just be the only person doing it that way, yeah? A lot of times INFJs take a long time to process things, a long time to do things, a long time to understand things, a long time to trust things, a long time to get into things. Yeah, I'll give you a quick example of this. It's very simple, but it actually replays in my life over and over again, where I'll move to a new place or a new apartment. It'll take me about a year to get used to the place. And I'm not even joking about this. Like, it'll literally take me about 10 to 12 months to really get used to the place itself, to the location obviously as well, but to the place itself. You know, I moved into this apartment last April. And I think now, like finally now in January, which is about 9, 10 months, that I really feel like, okay, good. Yeah, no, I feel good now. Actually, I notice now that I feel good in this apartment. I feel comfortable in this apartment, finally. I mean, I was comfortable before as well, obviously. I'm not saying that I was living in shambles, but all of a sudden there is a sense that within me that I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah, this place is nice. I like it. The funny thing is that I'm about to move out of this apartment soon, so I'm sitting here thinking, I finally got used to you and now I have to move out again. Of course, that's one of the parts of being a digital nomad. Not everyone has to deal with this kind of stuff, obviously, so that's fine. But this kind of thing applies to a lot of different things. You know, obviously, I've talked about how this applies to relationships. You know, we'll be in a relationship with someone. I think, as I've told you before, it took me, I would say 25 to 30 years to finally feel comfortable with my family and to love them truly and to be like, yeah, I'm part of this family. Cool, I like it. They're good people. Not that I didn't love them before, but again, it takes us a long time to be like, all right, cool. Yeah, I think I processed this enough. Okay, cool, I feel good about this. All right, how do I feel right now? Good, okay. How do I feel now? Good. Okay. And after saying good several times, I mean, over several days or months, we finally are like, all right, good. Yeah, I think I'm good with this thing, with this place, with this person, with this idea, with this job, with whatever it might be. It takes us a long time to process things. Another way it kind of manifests in our life, and this is something that's very typical and very common, is that we take a long time to process information and a lot of long time to process messages. So you've probably seen memes on this many times where people would message us and then a month later we're like, yeah, so you messaged me about this a month ago. Are you still interested in doing this? Or even a week ago, people are messaging us and they're like, oh, do you want to go out tonight? And a week later we're like, yeah, so did you still want to go out, by the way? I just got this message. The problem is that not usually that we haven't seen the message. Sometimes it is that. Sometimes we're in a cave and we're like, all right, I'm hiding. I'm not replying to messages. I'm not looking at my phone even. But sometimes we do look at the phone and we see the message and we're like, all right, no, I'm not ready to reply to this yet. I'm not ready to be in social mode. I'm not ready to reply to this person, whatever they're saying. Yeah. Now, of course, I've reduced the amount of time that I take to reply to people immensely because I know that I'm surrounded by extroverts and they need an instant reply. It's not like I can be like, yeah, a month later, be like, all right, cool, so you invited me to this festival. Yeah, I think I'm ready to go now. And they're like, well, that was a month ago. So, well, I can't do anything about that now, right? And so I've been really trying to reduce the amount of time to maybe 3 or 4 hours, like just like really trying to process it quickly and just like sending messages quickly. Replying just, even if I'm just saying, sorry, I'm not in the mood today. Yeah, really trying to be better at that. But if I was letting my natural self be like, all right, cool, I'm gonna reply to this person that messaged me 3 months ago. Yeah, so let's get ready for that. That really doesn't work in the real world, unfortunately, yeah. Your parents, when they were telling you you need to change your ways a little bit, they weren't completely being rude or mean or, you know, they weren't trying to completely change you. They were doing it because you have to kind of start living in the real world. And they were trying to get you to start really living in the real world in the way everyone else does so you can fit in. They were trying to be kind to you, actually. And now I realize in a lot of ways that, you know, when my parents were doing things where like, they're like, no, you shouldn't do it that way. You're being dumb or you're being whatever. They weren't trying to put me down, even though it felt like that at the moment in time. They were trying to help me. They were trying to be like, all right, boom, Arshika, you're having a hard time assimilating into real society. And so I'm your parent and I feel sad when I see that. I feel like you're going to be a misfit or you're not going to fit in and you're going to feel lonely. So let me help you. Let me show you the ropes. Let me show you how other people do it. And let me force you to do it so that you learn faster and maybe you fit in faster and you have friends and you don't feel so alone and lonely anymore. So they were trying to help us, of course. But a lot of times we just take it as, ah, they hate me and no one loves me and the world hates me. A lot of times what the world is trying to do is just trying to fit you into the molds that have been created around you. Now, I'm not saying that that's a good thing, of course. If you're a healthy INFJ, it's all right. Sometimes I do fit into the mold. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm gonna go along with society in certain ways because that's the way it is. You have to sometimes assimilate because you have to live in the real world. And sometimes I'm like, well, no, I don't think this is the right way to do it. Like marriage, everyone's always trying to force me to like, you need to get married. And I'm like, no, that's not for me. It's not something that I want to assimilate with. I'm fine being on my own. And so that's not going to work for me. Yeah. So a lot of times, sometimes we have to assimilate, sometimes we don't. But in general, you will notice this about yourself that your processing time or your times in general, the way you work with time, is inflated. Yeah. Much more inflated than anyone else that you might know. Yeah. Other people are just like hurrying through things. They're like going here and there, like making things happen. And you're still sitting here thinking, so, what should I do with my life? Yeah. And I'm not making a joke out of this. Seriously, I've done this for the longest time myself. And so I feel for you. I really do. I'm not even joking. But this is how we are. Yeah. And that's the first step in understanding this whole situation. Because at first, we don't understand. We think there's something wrong with us. No, there's nothing wrong with you. It's just that you take a long time to process things. Yeah. It's not that there's something wrong with you. It's that you have a different way of dealing with the world. And what we need to do is understand that and then work around it. Yeah. Work around it. Don't berate yourself and don't be mean to yourself. Don't put yourself down. That's not going to help the situation. All you need to do is, all right, cool. I understand myself. I understand I need a lot more time to process things than other people do. So what I need to do is understand that and then work around you or around that. Yeah. So as I said, I know I need a long time to process information and messages. So I tried and I worked through it. And now I'm able to reply back to messages pretty quickly. Yeah. Sometimes I'm not good at it. And I know that. Sometimes I'm just like, oh God, I just don't want to. But mostly I try because I'm trying to be kind to the people who are messaging me. They're being good to me. They're messaging me. They're being nice to me. They're thinking about me. And so I'm like, all right, cool. This person's thinking about me. They love me. Let me try and message them back as soon as possible. Yeah. A lot of times people will call me and I'll message them back saying, you know, I don't really like talking on the phone, but I'm just messaging you back because you called me. That's really nice of you, etc., etc. So that's another workaround. Another thing is that, as I've said before, in relationships, we have a long processing time. So sometimes we might meet someone and we're like, oh, I don't know if I like this person. They seem to like me and they will tell you, you know, I love you, you're great, I want to be with you. And we're sitting there thinking, all right, cool. So this person's nice, but what if they change? What if this happens? What if they don't like me anymore? What if I show them my real side and then they run away? What if, what if, what if? And so by the time we really get into a situation where we're like, all right, I trust this person. And I think I can be with this person. A year and a half has passed by. 2 years have passed by. And sometimes, unfortunately, that person walks away before that happens. And that's, again, as I said, one of the reasons why INFJs are usually single, because it takes us so much time to process information that's coming at us, relationships that are coming at us, locations, things, places, whatever it might be. Yeah. It's really fascinating to me because it takes a long time in a lot of different ways. For example, you know, it'll take me a long time to love something that I own. You know, I'll buy it because I'm like, oh, I really like this. Intuitively, I'm like, I like this thing. I'm gonna buy it. But it'll take me a few months of varying to be like, ah, oh, I really love this that I bought it. I'm really happy I bought it. I love it. It's with shoes, with things, with backpacks, with water bottles, wherever it might be. It takes me a long time to be like, yeah, I really like this thing. I'm so happy I bought it. Like a few months at least. Yeah, I noticed this about a lot of things I own, like this sweatshirt too. I bought it because I thought, I really like this. And then I wore it a few times. And then finally, I think it's been a year and a half since I started wearing this. And finally, I think a year into it, I was like, yeah, I really like this sweatshirt. I'm really glad I bought it. I really like it. So it takes us a little bit of time to process things. Yeah, it takes us a long time to be like, yeah, cool. I think I'm ready for this. All right, yeah, I get it. I like it. Or yeah, this person's cool. I think I could be friends with them. Or yeah, no, this person seems to love me a lot and treats me really well. Yeah, I think I could be with this person. Yeah, cool. And unfortunately, as I said, the world already passed you by. So what I'm trying to say is that keep communication open. Obviously, with places, you don't need to worry about it. Yeah, it doesn't really matter. I'm just talking about in terms of people. Yeah, people will not understand that it takes us a long time to process things. In fact, that's one of the questions that I get most from non-INFJs who are dating INFJs, saying, "All right, so how long do I have to wait before this person realizes that I love them and I want to be with them and they should love me back?" Because it takes us a long time. And I'm always like, "Well, 1.5 years, 2 years." And they're sitting there thinking, "Really? I have to wait that long?" And unfortunately, yes. But also on the INFJ side, you guys can be a little bit more compromising. Yeah. Understand that people need information. Tell them what's going on with you. Tell them that, "I'm sorry, but it takes me a long time to trust someone. I think you're a good person. I really do believe that, but I need a little bit more time. Can you be patient with me?" And I know a lot of people will be patient with you because I've said this to people in the past and they have been patient with me and they have waited around for me while I figured my feelings out. And so don't think that they're gonna just rush out of the door and be like, "All right, I'm gonna best slam the door behind me. I'm not even gonna see you again." That's not what most people are about. People are usually patient, and especially if they like you, they're gonna wait around, yeah? And if they don't, then you know that they weren't really worth it anyways, yeah? So it's a good sign either way. So take the time to communicate. I know I say this a lot, but communicate your feelings and be direct with the people around you. Tell them what's going on with you. Yeah, sometimes my extroverted friends are messaging me all the time and I'm just not in the mood. And I'll message them back saying, "I'm so sorry. I know you're inviting me to a bunch of things and I want to see you too, but I'm just in this mode right now where I'm in work mode. I'm in introvert mode. I need a few days. So I'll message you back when I'm ready." And so that's what I tell them. And they know that about me. And so they're like, "All right, cool. It's good." I don't want them to think, "Oh, she hates me now," or "She doesn't want to be my friend anymore," or to give up on me, you know, because I do like these people. They're good to me and I want to be good to them as well. So I hope this makes sense. Yeah, I hope I was able to explain myself to you. I just want us to be kind to people in many different ways. I know we're already kind, but there's more that we can do here. And so I hope this is a good reminder for you all. If you have any questions, do message me below or comment below. And if you want to support me further, you can do that by going to my Ko-fi link. I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shakar. Bye for now.
3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.